knows there's a pan of food out for them, though it looks like they scavenge a lot.
Sure.
While we were walking through this area, we saw different waterways, and the waterways seem to be very key to Thai life. We were walking across a bridge over a stream, and we saw these two individuals in a small sort of canoe and poles pushing their way down the river stream. When we were back in Bangkok, we went on a water tour, and around Bangkok they had some larger waterways, but it seems that mostly the waterways have a lot of vegetation on each side and they're pretty overgrown. They also have all sorts of buildings built right up to the water, and the water is the way you get access to them. If you need to ship something, well, you have a barge come up or whatever and pick it up on a boat and take it wherever it wants to go. And so roughly they use their canal as we use our road, and build right up to the water, sometimes over the water on stilts.
Just a couple of side notes on the canals. In Thailand, they're called klongs, K-L-O-N-G, and many times Bangkok is referred to as the Venice of the East because largely their commerce and social life takes place with the klongs replacing roads, you know, as the way of transportation. Since I've got the tape recorder, I'll just talk about the next slide, which is a view of a fairly typical house along one of the klongs. We were in Bangkok just after monsoon season, and the water was still quite high. Many times we'd see that the water was washing over the first, well, washing over the floor of the houses. But the people were just so used to life on the canal that they just took it very much in stride. Most of the time they were barefoot anyway, and if the water was around their ankles, you know, it didn't make as much difference as it would make in the kind of house we have. Maybe it meant that their porch was more slippery than usual, but it wasn't, you know, some terrible tragedy. If you notice in the middle right of the picture, there are at least two very large earthenware jugs, and all of the drinking water that these people use is from rainwater. Whenever it rains, they set out these jugs and collect the water, and that's their only source of clean drinking water. When they're doing their clothes washing or taking their baths, they would just drop down into the canal and do it that way. And in many ways, it seemed to be a very happy, carefree sort of life.
As a further comment, when I first heard that the people kept their rainwater in the jugs and that's what they drank, and then they took their baths daily in the river, I was saying, oh boy, gotta keep my eyes open. Sure enough, we saw a beautiful young woman taking a bath in the river, but unfortunately she did it fully clothed, strapped, spoiled. Also, if you notice on this slide, the roof there is a combination of thatch and sheet metal. The next slide is another house, a somewhat smaller house, probably built more recently, and it's also a wash. However, it has a completely sheet metal roof. Along the river, they also have their businesses, and apparently this would be a warehouse with all sorts of things stored, and their access to the warehouse is along the klong. The next slide is of a Thai nursery where orchids are being grown, and you notice that the orchids are all hanging just above open water, and of course there's access to them by the klong. The marketplace, at least traditionally in Bangkok, used to be on the waterways. And what it would be is if you were a farmer with, say, bananas and coconuts to sell, you would get in your little boat, sort of like a canoe, and pull your way down to the market area, and there you would sell your bananas and coconuts. And if you needed to pick up some other vegetable, like pineapple, say, you'd buy that from another person who'd come down in her boat with pineapples. And if you were just a regular housewife who needed to shop for the day, well, you'd hop in your boat and pull down to the market in the morning and pick up any produce that you happen to need from other farmers in their boats. We were on a water bus which seated about 20 people, and so we were touring through the market, and this is another view of the water market. And as we were going along, we passed one woman with a lot of different things to sell. I think we stopped there with this particular lady and bought a bunch of bananas from her, quite inexpensive. And the bananas were really delicious. They were the small bananas, about 2 or 3 inches long. And being that small, you know, and only a half inch thick, fortunately their skins were equally thin. But the bananas were really sweet and good tasting, but also quite firm, which is the problem with bananas that you get here, that by the time they're sweet, they're soft and mushy. But if you eat them while they're still firm, they're a little bitter.
A comment on this same slide. If you notice the woman in the middle of the picture, she's wearing a woven hat, which looks sort of like a lampshade. And that's not tied on, it's just sitting on her head. And the woman in the boat closest to you has a hat behind her on her boat. That was the common or the traditional style of hat in Thailand. And they were so funny looking.
One of the things that made us a little unhappy about our tour, water market tours, that we of course had this water bus and they took us to different areas to visit. They also stopped at quote-unquote rest stops, and this would be a shop, say a typical size five and dime store here in the States, fairly large by Thai standards, and they have a long boardwalk wharf that the water taxi would tie up to, and people would come off on the front. They had restrooms here, but they also had an awful lot of souvenirs and stuff, and We weren't very happy because we would rather spend our time seeing different things along the waterway instead of shopping around and buying souvenirs, which we could do any time on our own. The one redeeming value of this particular stop, and we were glad that we stopped here, is that they had a young baby elephant with his trainer who was there just as he was feeding the elephant and was just there for show, we guess. One thing in Thailand, in the northern parts of Thailand where we weren't able to go, the elephants are still used in carrying teak logs from the teak forests. And a trained elephant, at least currently, is found to be as productive or more productive cost-wise as machines. And they're also more reliable, and they're more careful with the work they do. They have a lot of force that they can apply, and it's a well-applied force. However, a trained working elephant is a rare commodity, and it has to be well-trained. And what they do is that when you have a young elephant, he will be assigned to a 12 or 16-year-old Thai who will, for the rest of his life, work with the elephant. And so this would be an elephant that's too young to really do any productive work, and a young man who doesn't really do any productive work either. But they're in training together, and they'll spend the rest of their lives together. And when the elephant gets old and retires, well, then the man will be old and retire also. So their lifespans apparently work out fairly well. And right now, he would be at the stage where he's training his elephant to do different things. And in the meanwhile, apparently, he earns some sustenance by letting the tourists take pictures. We presumed that the drivers of our water bus got a kickback for each person or busload of people they brought, and they also stopped us in another place. As we were going along, we also stopped at a snake farm, I think it was called, which wasn't described in our tour, but we passed right by it and they stopped there for 20 minutes. We had the choice of either paying, I guess we were aggravated because the tour had mentioned that you go by the snake farm. When we stopped, we found out that the cost of going into the snake farm was like $4 a person, which is more than we were willing to pay, since the tour itself cost like $5 a person, and we weren't that interested in the snake farm. But then we were left off there on the wharf of the snake farm, and where were we to go? Well, we managed to step over water. The water level was a little bit high, but there was a sort of path that was partially submerged, which led us to a nearby temple, and I think this is the temple. So we wandered around in it looking at different things and used up the 20 minutes that we thought were wasted at the snake farm, and this got us a little bit more angry.